tomorrow night in Cairo, HW Coffee on Main Street, besides offering specialty coffee and pastries, has an open mic night on Fridays from 7 to 10 p.m. Eddie Fingerhut hosts this event, and it offers you and us who are aspiring musicians 20 minutes of time to show your chops. On Saturday, also at HW Coffee, they have live entertainment. Check their page on Facebook for who's playing this Saturday. On Saturday, February 18th, there are a number of events, including an ice sculpture festival in Tannersville. It will be held on Main Street from 11 to 4. Instructions say bring your own tools and they will supply the ice. The registration will be in that morning.
Where are they shipping the ice in from?
Good question. And the Cairo Historical Society will hold the first State of the Union dinner from 5 to 7 on Saturday night at the Masonic Hall in Cairo. Martha Washington will be your hostess for the roast beef and ham dinner. You can call for reservations or information at 622-0756 and ask for Hillary. Takeouts will be available. Now, earlier on Saturday, if you're hungry, the Medusa Fire Company will hold their all-you-can-eat breakfast at the firehouse, which is on Main Street in Medusa. Serving hours were from 7 to 11 a.m. Saturday also, there will be two hurricane benefit concerts. I should say one is on Saturday and one on Sunday, but they're both at the same place in Tannersville, and they're to benefit victims of Tropical Storm Irene. On Saturday night, beginning at 8 p.m., there will be a night at the opera, along with ballet and dance. And on Sunday night, the 19th, there will be, beginning at 7, a show of blues featuring Professor Louie, ROA Horns, Ronstadt and Generations, and others. That's at 7 p.m. Both concerts will take place at the Orpheum Performing Arts Center on Main Street in Tannersville. Info at 821-3440. Then, after the Sunday concert, there will be an after-hurricane relief party with Professor Louie and Chromatics at 11:59 p.m. at the Last Chance Tavern on Main Street in Tannersville. In addition to these concerts, there is another concert coming up on Sunday, and that is Sebastian Conant. He is a classical pianist, played all over the world, and he'll be playing selections from Bach, Beethoven, Debussy, and others. That's Sunday, the 19th, at 2 p.m., and that concert takes place at the Beattie Powers House, which is in Catskill. On the 19th also, in Coxsackie, there is a Coxsackie-Athens Ecumenical Winterfest. It takes place at the Gospel Community Church, 121 Mansion Street in Coxsackie. There's churches of the area sponsoring this Winterfest, excuse me, as a part of the annual week of prayer for Christian unity. So there is a covered dish supper that goes along with this at 4:30 p.m. Then also on Sunday, the West Athens Fire Company will be serving breakfast from 8 to noon at the firehouse on Leeds Athens Road. There will be a free film at 1:30 at the Temple Israel, 230 Spring Street in Catskill. The name of the film is Left Luggage, and I don't know much more about it, but if you want to, you can call 943-5758. That brings us up to a national holiday, President's Day, on February the 20th. And on that day, there will be breakfast served at the VFW post in Wyndham at 5565 Route 23. The proceeds will benefit the Sergeant James F. Carty VFW Post Building Fund. They'll have eggs, French toast, pancakes, bacon, sausage, and juice, and coffee and tea. Then also, as a result of President's Day, there will be some closings. The Village of Coxsackie offices close. The Town of Coxsackie offices are closed. The Town of Catskill and Town Hall are closed, all for President's Day. In the days following President's Day, on the 21st, which is a special day in the Christian world, there will be a Shrove Tuesday Pancake Supper at St. Luke's Episcopal Church on William Street in Catskill. It begins at 6 p.m. and is open to the public. Also, on the 21st, there will be an energy workshop at the Agroforestry Center. Cornell Cooperative Extension will show you how to save energy and dollars. That building is located on Route 23 in Acre, and the seminar is from 6 to 8 p.m. If you want more info, call 622-9820. There will be a Fasnacht celebration in the form of an Italian buffet dinner at the Zion Lutheran Church in Athens. That's at 102 North Washington Street in Athens, and the menu will include baked ziti, eggplant parmesan, meatballs and sauce, sausage and pepper, and I'm getting hungry. And also that day, Tuesday the 21st, the new Baltimore Reformed Church will host a Fat Tuesday Mardi Gras celebration. This is from 4:30 to 7 p.m., and it's all you can eat, pancakes and sausage. Then on Wednesday, the 22nd, which is George Washington's real birthday, there is a book discussion at Temple Israel at 230 Spring Street in Catskill. The book is To the End of the Land by David Grossman, and it's open to all. If you want more information, call 943-5758. And finally, on the 23rd, there's a program on historical places in Greene County that's offered at the Columbia Greene Community College in room 136 from 1:30 to 2:30 p.m., put on by the Adult Learning Institute. If you want to know more about this, call 828-4181. And that's just some of the events coming up this week in Greene County.
And Tom thought there was no food news. I mean, look at
There's always food news, apparently.
All the breakfast they eat in Greene County. They even eat breakfast at night on Shrove Tuesday. They have pancakes. So, what? Shall we go to Columbia?
That sounds like a good idea, yeah.
All right.
Is there as much going on? It sounds like there's so much going on in Greene County this week. Is there as much going on in Columbia County?
Well, I don't know about all the food. There's always food. I just realized I don't have any headphones, so I don't know what I'm saying. There, that's better. First of all, I wanted to say that last weekend there were a couple of openings of exhibitions here in Hudson. One, the Shemyakin exhibition called Cut at the Museum of the Imagination, and Letitia Hussein's exhibition of 1,000 sculptures at the Basilica. And those exhibitions are still up, but it is your last chance this weekend to see Letitia Hussein's installation. It'll be open Saturday the 18th from 4 to 7 and Sunday from 4 to 7. So I think it's well worth seeing. I would certainly recommend it, and I would recommend the Shemyakin exhibition as well. The Shemyakin exhibition is open until the end of August, so there's a little more time. But it's only open on Saturdays and Sundays from 1 to 5. And the David Montgomery show is still up at Verdigris. It's another recommendation I could make. At any rate, Letitia, yes, I talked about Letitia. Where were you? okay, we're going to be hearing about the catwalk fashion show in a while. Katrina's on her way. I also wanted to point out on Friday, Brian Stratton, director of the New York State Canal Corporation, will present and discuss Governor Cuomo's budget and reform message for building a new New York in Claverick at the A.B. Shaw Firehouse, the new firehouse on Route 23. That's at 11 o'clock on Friday. Apparently, Governor Cuomo is sending out, I don't know if they're members of his cabinet, I don't know, they're commissioners all over the state to as his emissaries to give the budget presentation. So it's a chance to ask questions and to have your say about the budget. And there will only be one presentation in Columbia County. And as I said, it's Friday, 11 a.m. at the A.B. Shaw Firehouse in Claverick. Okay, what else is going on? In food news, I went to the new restaurant in Hillsdale, Crossroads.
Were you well fed?
I was. It was absolutely wonderful. It's a very interesting menu. I recommend it. And they're going to start serving dinner, I think, this weekend. So
it's just lunch now?
It's breakfast and lunch. Yep. And it's right there on the main street, as you just beyond Harrington's or near.
Sort of right next door to the Hillsdale House and across from Mount Washington House.
Right, right. Okay, tonight at TSL, the live simulcast of Leonardo Live, showcasing the sold-out Leonardo da Vinci exhibition at the National Gallery in London via satellite. Reservations are necessary. It's at 7 o'clock tonight at Time and Space Limited. Call 822-8448 or take your chances, either one. On Friday, a Mussman Bruce production with Maria Boxill, Claudia Bruce, and Ryder Cooley called Haywire. Again, reservations at 822-8448. At Spotty Dog, Morgan O'Kane, a virtuoso banjo player, shouter, and activist, originally from Charlottesville, Virginia. At the Spotty Dog at 8 p.m. Spotty Dog is at 440 Warren Street here in Hudson. At Helsinki on Friday, the Brooklyn Kawali Party, formed to honor the legendary Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, reworking his thunderous songs for an eclectic 11-piece orchestra. It is composed of 5 horns, a guitar, bass, harmonium, and 3 percussionists that meld into one buoyant, jazzy rhythm at Club Helsinki on Friday. Call 828-4800. From Friday through Monday, February 17th through the 20th, is the 15th annual Great Backyard Bird Count, another chance to count your local birds. It's a free, family-oriented event to count some of the same varieties of birds observed by FDR. Bring your binoculars. And it says here, and bring your snowshoes if they have them. I don't know why you would bring snowshoes in this weather or non-weather, whatever it is we're having.
What it's snowing right now.
Well, a little bit. I myself would like one big rousing storm at some point, as long as I don't have to go out in it and can sit by the fire and enjoy it, being safe inside. At any rate, if you're interested in the Great Backyard Bird Count, you can get more information at birdsource.org/GBBC. This bird count is going to be led by National Park Service Education Volunteer Paul Adams from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. The information is probably on the website of the Roosevelt Vanderbilt National Historic Sites in Hyde Park, where the bird count is going to take place. On Saturday is one of the picks of the week, Columbia County Council on the Arts' 16th annual juried art show, and it's juried this year by Carrie Haddad, who's a prominent gallery owner here in Hudson, works by 27 artists, to demonstrate the diversity and quality of work being produced here in Columbia County in the region. Music by Ampersand. And the show will be running through March 25th, but on Saturday night, the opening is from 5 to 7 at the Hudson Opera House, 327 Warren Street. On Saturday and Sunday at Time and Space, an HD screening of the Metropolitan Opera's production of Wagner's Götterdämmerung, the climax of the Met's new ring cycle, conducted by James Levine and starring Deborah Voigt and J. Hunter Morris, 6 hours and 25 minutes long. So if you have the stamina for that, you can get a reservation at 822-8448, both Saturday and Sunday that's running. Another film, Frederick Wiseman's Crazy Horse, a documentary film about the legendary Parisian cabaret. At Time and Space at 7:30 on both Saturday and Sunday. On Sunday, Roderick Blackburn is going to be speaking on an architectural history of Columbia County from the 17th century to the present, sponsored by the Austerlitz Historical Society at Austerlitz Village, 1 mile south of the intersection with Route 203 in Austerlitz. I wonder what the 17th century architects would think about Rem Koolhaas coming to design a museum of performance art for
Marina Abramović.
Marina Abramović, yes. It's just been announced today, apparently. Or was it yesterday?
I think it was I saw New York Magazine had it early this morning.
I see. Well,
it's big news.
Very big news.
I think property values doubled around the block overnight.
Also on Sunday, Winds in the Wilderness Chamber Music Concert featuring works by Telemann, Marcello, Ebert, Scarlatti, Haydn, and the American composer William Grant Still at the Church of St. John in the Wilderness in Copaic Falls at 3 p.m. The other pick of the week is this Sunday at Club Helsinki, and that's Project Catwalk. We're going to be hearing about that in just a moment. And on Monday, the Monday Showcase offering, which is free of charge at Club Helsinki, the performer is Mr. Rusty. I know nothing more about it than his name. Maybe he needs practice, Mr. Rusty. You're a little rusty.
What kind of show is it?
We don't know. It's a mystery show at 8 p.m., Club Helsinki. Okay. So that's it for news.
So should we play a song and then talk to Katrine?
Let's do that.
I think Katrine's here, isn't she?
I think so.
Okay, we'll be right back on the WGXC Afternoon Show.
Okay.